You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I will tell you, though, my favorite women right now are trans women. Yep. I love trans women because I feel like they're fresh troops in the war against the patriarchy. Right? Number one, they're excited to be women. You know who's not excited to be a woman? This old cis bitch. I'm over this shit, okay? I'm tired of checking my teeth for lipstick. I'm tired of shaving my legs. I just want to get furry and not wear makeup and die. At least trans women have enthusiasm. All right? We need those vibes. Plus, a lot of trans women have lived in both worlds, so they know shit that we cis women don't know. Like, they know how much we're supposed to get paid. That is valuable information. That's why a lot of guys don't want trans women in the women's bathroom. Yeah. They're afraid trans women are gonna show us their old pay stubs. Hi, hate to bother you, this is from 2017. That's what trans woman stands for, salary transparency woman. But the real reason I love them, and this is selfish, I have size 11 feet, and they've opened up a whole new world of shoes to me. Go ahead, gawk, look if you have to. I wouldn't be wearing heels if it wasn't for trans women, all right? I'd be in clogs right now. My whole life, every time I've gone into a women's shoe store, I've held up a cute little heel and said, excuse me, do you have this in an 11? That's not how I said it. That's how they heard it. Like a moose had just wandered in the store and they needed to call animal control. And the sales clerks would always say, hold on, let me check in the back. And then 9 times out of 10, they would leave the store. I became the default manager to several Payless shoe stores because I was the only one left to close down. So I just gave up. After a while, I just started wearing Crocs, right? Doc Martens, you know that gal, okay? But trans women don't give up. They walk into a woman's shoe store, they're like, hey, I need these heels in an 18 and a half wide. And the sales clerks are like, let me look in the back. And they're like, no, bitch, you sit down and cobble those shoes before my eyes. And while you're at it, make some 11s for your manager, that wretch with the hairy legs in the corner. Have some pride. Recently, after a show, a trans lady came up to me. She goes, hey, just so you know, we don't all have gigantic feet. She goes, actually, my feet are an 8, so they're quite a bit smaller than yours. And I was like, wow, you just body shamed me. I said, don't you ever let anyone tell you you're not a real woman, because, bitch, you are. Yeah. You just got an A on the final. I will see you in the bathroom.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweis, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.